command, and that's when he got this grant, and the title. The next year it was, he began recruiting in the north, and I remember seeing him come through my hometown. I was too young then, but I didn't wait about long.
I had wondered how he got this land, said Pox.
You talk to Arkelin now. He was our Duke's junior, hired away from the Saiyan guards when he first came to Saya. Saigar knew him before that. He was one of Aliam Halveric's sergeants in the old days. That's where our Duke got his first training.
Do you know where he came from, before that?
Stammel shook his head. No. No one does. Unless the Halveric. I tried asking Saigar once, and near lost an arm. I wouldn't advise it.
He looked at her, smiling now.
You go on now, and do what you came for.
Pox had hardly stowed her few belongings in a cupboard when she heard the Duke's voice in the passage, asking if she was back. She went out quickly and followed him into his study. Krakonia and Velici were there. The other captains were not.
The more I think about it, the Duke said without preamble, the more I think Venna was involved in most of what happened here.
Val mentioned that trouble you had with the corporal. What was his name?
Steffi?
Pox nodded.
It seemed fairly clear he'd been drugged, and at the time that potion was the best source. But if Venna could become invisible, as I understand he did during the fight with you.
He paused, and Pox nodded.
Yes. Then he could have drugged the ale as he brought it, and drugged the potion bottle as well.
I still don't see why, my lord, said Krakonia, after shooting a hard glance at Pox. Why would he cause such commotion, and run such a risk, to get Steffi in trouble?
It wasn't Steffi, I dare say, said the Duke. It was Pox. If she was going to become a paladin,
why not just kill her, then?
Krakonia sounded half angry. I'm sorry, my lord, but it seems entirely too roundabout.
He had no access to recruits, said Velici quietly. He never came out of the Duke's court but to visit the villages, and rarely then. He couldn't have marched into barracks without being challenged.
But if he could be invisible?
Pox had said nothing, still uncertain of her status, but now she intervened.
My lord, there's more to it, I'm sure. As with all Akria's plots, we must look for more than one gain, and for interlacing of design. To discredit any good soldier, Steffi and me both, perhaps, and cause dissension in the company, between recruits and veterans, between men and women, between Doran's cohort and Arkelin's.
She paused. Both the captains were nodding slowly. The Duke watched her closely.
Then the other recruits, Corin and Jens, whom you never knew, my lord.
Baduns, put in Velici.
Yes, sir. If they had stayed longer, they might have done more harm by influence. Even as it was, the trial and the punishment drove some recruits away. You remember that, sir, and not the worst, either.
True.
Velici nodded again. And I dare say Steffi's friends in the company didn't trust you, Pox, at first.
Pox remembered Donag's early unfairness.
No, sir, they didn't. Steffi did what he could. He was always fair.
He was a good man, said the Duke. If we could have known.
He sighed, and quoted a version of the old saying, if, never won a battle. We must go from where we stand. I've sent for a marshal.
He looked around at all of them.
Until the marshal comes, Poxenarian, we'll hope your gift is enough to warn us. Since you found nothing amiss in the servants, I'm willing to let them go back to their work. We don't need that many, actually, and I'd as soon send some of them away. But it's too near winter for them to find work elsewhere. I know how most places are about hiring in the late fall and winter.
His voice sharpened on this last.